HP has delivery from many countries. So if you're looking at comparing the expertise from different regions, what is it that Brazil is excellent at, the kind of USP?
I think it's hard to say this today because, as I said, we are a global company. Mm. So we are buying and delivering services for different regions, for different countries. Mm.
So do you deliver all types of service from all over the world, or do you have any, like, some service from Asia, some service from America?
Yeah, I would say that we don't have any specific services that we have just in one region. Mm. We made some movements to Asia and, like, India in the few years ago, but it's much more related to economics than the skills that they have. So what we are facing here in Brazil is that the same process that occurred in the United States, that sent to offshore some services that required less skills and more basic skills, and would be easier to start to provide these services in offshore locations. Mm. So it's the same process that we are facing here in Brazil. We're starting to face this in Brazil. So Some of our services we are sending to offshore because we have better costs and providing the more aggregated value services locally to our customers. So at the end, we locally are responsible to deliver to our customers the service. Doesn't matter where is providing inside HP. Okay. For the customers, what is important is the quality that they are receiving. Mm.
Okay, so one of the problems that countries like India found, as the IT industry grew faster, bigger, it's hard to get enough young people from university into the industry. So have you found any similar problem in Brazil? Is there enough people still with skills to enter the IT industry?
Sometimes it depends of the time that the market is. So now we are facing a new downturn, starting to grow again in a more acelerated way. So for sure we're gonna face this because the market is not providing enough resources as we are growing. Mm. So for us, it's good to have this capability to provide services offshore because we can manage the workload using another locations.
Right.
So this is an advantage that HP has today. So we are facing problems here in Brazil. We can start to buy service from India or for Costa Rica, for example. Mm. So we have many different locations to provide the same services. Mm.
So then how well is Brazil positioned to develop a larger IT sector? I know if Brascom is very very positive, but being from an international company, can you also agree that with Brascom that there's a very positive message?
Yes, I believe so. I believe that they have a positive message. Mm. I think Brazil is able to provide the IT services at the same level of any other country. So I think we are in a good position.